Hi, welcome back to Soul Speak. I am Meg Michelson. Thank you so much for joining me. This is part two of how do we feel our soul? How do we do that mindfully? So we had part one last week. Thank you so much for coming back. Always appreciated. Love having you here. Thank you for liking and for sharing and for following. It is such an honor to have you part of our community. A few things we talked about last week were being open and in tune, aware of the messages your soul and the universe are trying to send you. We also talked about how important it is to have rituals as part of our daily life. And we talked about watching the surrender versus control. Are we willing to surrender? And we'll continue that today, starting with how do we learn to practice and engage with expansion? Hey, listeners, thanks so much for being part of the Soul Speak world. Really appreciate that. As a gift back to you, I would love to have you try my services. Go to my website, megmichelson.com, and click on the Transforming Yourself session. And in the discount code, I'm offering an 11% discount because 11 is a highly spiritual number. So at checkout, I'm offering podcast 11% off. So that's the code you're going to use. Podcast 11% off, and that is good through June 15th. Try my services and we'll get connected in a more intimate way. Thank you for listening. Learning to practice what it feels like to expand our energy. And what does expand our energy? And what makes us feel like our energy is small? You know, that small, by that I mean when we're feeling anxious or stressed out, when we're unhappy. When we wake up at 3 a.m. and we're worried, that constricts our energy. So know when you feel like your arms are outstretched and you feel that joy or that happiness or all is possible. That's when our energy is expanded. That's when it's easier to connect on a soul level versus when we feel tight and worried and we don't feel like anything is going right. That's when we are restricted in our energy. So notice in your own life, what causes that to happen? What is the series of events that causes you to feel small? And what causes you to feel expansion? So when we know what causes us to feel expansion, could be the sun, it could be some phone call, it could be you just had a great meditation, it could be you connected and helped somebody. Whatever it is, that means maybe you want to be on that track so you can stay in expansion. When you're in the constriction, notice what your escapism is. That's when we might try to have more escapist energy. When we're moving towards escapism, that's when we want to pause and say, wait a minute, I'm moving towards escapism because I'm feeling disconnected to my soul. I'm not feeling that connection. I'm not feeling that beautiful expansion. What are escapisms? Alcohol, staying too busy, shopping, needing external attention from others. There's a million ways, right? But whenever we are reaching for that bottle, so to speak, and that's just symbolic, we are trying to escape because we're starting to feel too constricted. Now is the time to use some of the tools we're going to talk about to reconnect with the beauty and possibility of our soul. Another way for us to feel that connection is to stare into our own eyes. Now, this is a really cool exercise. I don't know when I learned this. Look in a mirror, a reflection that you can actually see yourself, and stare into your own eyes for about 3 minutes. You will feel a connection. It starts to happen when you start to soften. And our left eye is sometimes a little easier or a deeper connection, but certainly try both and see what works better for you. You'll feel first a connection to your heart, and then you'll feel a connection to compassion. And then you might feel a connection to this greater awareness of your full sense. You can do it for 3 minutes or try for less. Just try to do it from a state of openness, not intensity. two different things. We're trying to stay open and connect, so we don't want to be in intensity. And you can take this further. And after you've learned to do it with yourself, try staring into someone else's eyes, especially their left eye. Our eyes are our window to our soul. That's why it is important to try this exercise. When we're learning to feel our soul and live with that soul connection, we need to go within our beautiful state, not from a place of poor me or feeling hopeless. Instead, do this when you're in that place of wonder. What does my heart feel like today? Then we can take it into the body after we've connected. I wonder why my hip's hurting. What is my soul trying to tell me? Listen to your breath. Feel the stillness in your chest. Those are great beginnings, and it can lead to more soul connection. And as you keep this going, and there are many more ways that we'll, like I said, we'll talk about this weekend next, find out who you can connect with that is also wanting to feel a connection to our soul. We need a like-minded tribe so this can flourish in our lives. I used to have a group of women I connected regularly with when I lived in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Was that seven of us or six of us at one point? And we're still connected, some of us, but we would make it a priority to get together. And it was weekly for a while, and then it dropped to twice a week or once a month. And it was a beautiful way because we all wanted to develop a more soulfully rich life. And now we are still trusted friends. We still connect, not as often. We're all busy and we've all gone different ways and I live in a different state. But we make it a priority and they're still the women that we trust completely to help us through stuff. A tribe is so important. A tribe that is trying to grow in the way you are trying to grow. You know, we can have different tribes, right? We can have a tribe we play sports with, or we can have a tribe we have fun with. They might be the same tribe, but having a tribe, if you want to learn to be and feel more soulful, it's really important to have a tribe that is also on that path. So you can talk about it with somebody, because not everybody understands. We're doing this women's group at Well House one Thursday a month. I think it's the third Thursday, because some of the women that are in it don't have people they can talk to about their soulful journey. And that's what this group is about. So find that tribe. So important. And I talked a little bit about compassion when we're staring into our eyes and going into our soul, our heart, our soul, we feel compassion. Compassion is huge. Compassion is a beautiful way to feel our connection to soul. So important. Think about the last time you felt compassion. What happened to your body? What happened to your belief? What happened to your energy? Feeling compassion is different than feeling pity. Feeling compassion helps you connect and stand in someone else's shoes and feel feelings for them of love, of kindness. Your heart warmed. You felt connected to something greater. Practicing compassion to self, practicing compassion to others. We can do it mindfully. We just want to get out of our head and go to the heart, feel, and then exude compassion. Another way to connect to our soul and feel the beautiful vibrancy and aliveness that our soul is about is serving others. My belief is that I came here to make the world a better place. I came here to serve the world. And sometimes I forget that. Like I'll start to get worried about making my Well House what it meant to be, or helping my kids with something, or worrying about this or worrying about this. And it's like, wait a minute, I got to get back to I'm here for service. And when I go back to that greater servitude in a beautiful way, the rest doesn't matter. My focus becomes on making the world a better place to serve the world. And when I used to do it before I became more in touch with my soul, I did it from the shadow martyr. And I felt too much tiredness around it and resentment about all the ways I was giving. Now I give because I want to. And I give from my heart, not my head. I give from my heart. It's not about have to. It's about my choice to live my purpose. And every time we serve in one way or another, and that also means serve myself. It's not about giving until I'm bleeding and laying on the side of the road because I'm so exhausted. I have a vessel, my physical body and my emotional body. So I want to treat it well so I can give, but give to self also. So serving self, serving others. When we are doing that, when we're serving ourselves and serving others in healthy ways, we have an amazing connection to our soul. We're opening our heart and serving from that place. And we can always look for ways to serve. When you're seeing someone suffer, ask, is there anything I can do to help you feel more supported? Is there anything I can do? Or you see someone, you know, and when you're in school, drop their books, walk over and help them. And when you're doing that, you feel that connection. You feel that beautiful sense of purpose. It is a feeling, and it's a beautiful feeling. When you see someone that is in need of help because their arms are full, you open the door. Or there is destruction going on in a community or the greater world, and you see people pull together and you're part of that, you feel that connection to your soul. That's service. And when we get too stuck in our bubble, what I talked about last week, we stop serving. And when we stop serving, we also stop feeling that connection to our soul. We stop feeling our soul. Serving is part of our soul's journey, and it's really an important part. So when you get the nudge to reach out to somebody, follow it. Reach out to them. Make a phone call. There have been so many times Spirit came to me in my dream. Someone else's spirit sometimes. And I felt the nudge to call or text a family member that the spirit was urging me to reach out to. There was a young man that passed away years ago, and he'd come to me in dreams sometimes to reach out to his family. It was really uncomfortable for me to do that, even though that's part of my work, but it's different in my personal life. You know, they're not coming to me booking a session. It came to me in a dream very vividly. And I felt like I was meant to honor this soul's journey that had crossed and reach out to this person or that family. And I did. And when I did that, as I said, it was uncomfortable, but that keeps me in service. It helps me feel my connection to my soul. There are many ways to serve. Smiling at somebody. Giving money to somebody that's in need, because everybody needs food, or buy them a meal. Helping someone with their groceries, pay it forward in line. Ask your soul to lead you to be of service today. All right, soul, help me be of service today. Bring the opportunities to me. Then we don't even have to think about it. We're led. It's amazing. We're led. And then when it happens, when we help that person, we're like, oh, thank you, soul. Okay, now you feel the connection to your soul. How beautiful. Another way is for us to see the good in self and in others. A client I had known for years was recognizing that she was becoming much more critical of her children than complimentary. And it was just infiltrating her house, and her kids were doing that to each other too, a lot of criticizing. It wasn't coming from her from a place of meanness. It was coming from a place of lack, because she was not living fulfilled. She was living kind of bland and taking on too much and taking on the criticism of her spouse. Too much. So she was going extra to push her kids in the direction of a successful life. She was living vicariously, whether that's school or homework or friends or job or sport. She wasn't recognizing why she was doing it. She was really not even recognizing she was doing it to the extent she was. We were in session and she had an aha. So her pushiness and criticalness was to help them not fail. That's where it was coming from. That was her underlying belief. Although it was causing her to lose her connection to all the ways in which her kids and herself were beautiful and good and doing such a great job. You know, we talked about that last week. When we become too negative, we see something because we're not happy, it becomes the focus. And then that's all we see. Just stop, right? Just tell ourselves, stop. Say nothing until we can say something positive, until we can go back to seeing the good in others, seeing the good in ourselves, see the good in the world. See the good. That means maybe watch less news that is so detrimental, that's picking up all of the garbage. Notice the good stories. Watch television if you're going to. Watch things that are showing the good side of people. And then send out more goodness to others. It truly does help them. Instead of worry, send hope. Instead of being and feeling in crisis because someone is really struggling, send hope. Send possibility for the better. And yep, sometimes that can really be hard. And sometimes it can be hard to see the good in somebody. It's so important though, because every vibration we're sending out does affect us. When we're sending venom, it does affect that person, and it also affects ourselves. It sticks to their energy. It sticks to our energy. We may not even realize it. The more we think someone is bad, the more we are criticizing. It's easier for those thought forms to be felt by that person. We can feel and hear someone's thoughts on some level when they're sending us goodness or when they're sending us venom. We might not consciously realize it, but it is true and it is happening. When we pray, when we send good thoughts, when we send blessings, we're helping somebody elevate their field. That's part of connecting and seeing and feeling the goodness in others. They might not even feel it consciously, but it's changing their field because goodness brings in more goodness. That love recipient might not want the love, but like I said last week, on some level, they really do. So send and practice connecting to more goodness. Another way is feeling love. Feel more feelings of love. It's amazing how good we feel when we let love in. Like the love of the sky, the love of the trees, the love of your child, the love of an experience. When you're watching a movie and you just loved it, or when you're eating some really great food and you just love it. Someone said to me years ago, you really can only love people. You shouldn't love things. Like, that's baloney. The more I love, the more I exude happiness, the more I connect to my soul and I have more energy to do things that are bigger and more challenging and more risky. Love, 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 love. Let yourself feel love as often and as much as you want to, from the animals to the grass to the trees to the place you're in to your bed to your home, whatever it is. Let yourself feel love often and always. It expands our field. Another way is to go back to wonder or stay in wonder. You know, when we wake up, we have no idea how the day is going to go. Sometimes we wake up and we're like, ugh, this day. What if we said, I wonder what this day is going to bring? We can change that thought. Stay in wonder. We have no idea what great surprises can come our way. If we focus on the incredible possibilities and not that one thing is hard or our day is boring or we're lacking something, but if we allow ourselves to say, I wonder what this day is going to bring, it's amazing how we just shifted and now we feel that big soul capacity. We just have to open the feeling. And then we can send out big energy everywhere, right? And do it. Pause throughout the day. Go back to wonder. When someone's irritated with you or they're crabby, pause and say, huh, I wonder why they're crabby. Then we're not taking it personally. I wonder why. Look at the sky. Stretch up our arms. Wonder what's beyond this world. Wonder. Wonder what's going on in a tree when you can't, you know, there's amazing things that happen in a tree that we don't even see. I've got a huge tree outside this window. I love this tree outside my office window. Someday I'll take a photo. It's an amazing tree. And when I stand outside in one of those moments where I want to connect with my soul and I look at this tree, there is so much life in that tree. There's so many birds. But of course, the tree is in full regalia with all of its green leaves right now. We have no idea what's going on. It's probably like a multi-level high-rise apartment with all the life that's in there. Wonder. I wonder what's all in that tree. I wonder what life is going on. It's pretty cool. And now we're connected to our soul. Another way is to spend time in nature. When we are in nature and we allow ourselves to not be in our head, but really connected, like I just said with that tree, it's an amazing way for me to connect with my soul. We connect with a tree. We stand on a mountain and look around. We feel the expansive energy of the sky. We feel the expansive energy when it's a sunny day or when it's rainy and the sun comes out. I always look for the rainbow, always. Or I get a nudge. Oh, there's a rainbow out there, and I go out and find it. Back to feeling that connection to my soul. Tonight's a full moon, and I love full moons. I howl. I get outside and I look at the moon. And if I can't see it because it's cloudy, I know where the moon is at some times in the sky. And I howl. That connects me to that greater feeling of my expanded soul. It's actually fun. So you should try howling at the moon. But really connect with nature. Go on a walk. Feel your feet in the soil. Stand outside barefoot. The beautiful earth, our earth is amazing. And when we feel it and look at it and spend time in it, it is absolutely hard not to feel connected to our soul. We feel the beauty. And listen to nature. Listen to the birds. Listen to the rain. It's a beautiful sound. Listen to all of those, the bees. You know, when you stand outside and listen to nature, wow, it's amazing. It's a symphony. And on that being said, another way is connect with something greater than yourself. For me, it's being by the ocean or on top of a mountain or a hill where you look around or the stars or listening to a symphony. It's amazing to me what a symphony can do to me. It can connect me with so much beyond this earth. Those experiences are so much bigger than me, and it connects me to that greater feeling, that expansiveness that is within me and around me. What do you connect with that helps you feel greater than you? There's so much. You can watch someone in love, like you watch a couple, and you feel that expansion within you because you feel that love between them. Love is greater than one being. It's way bigger. Love can expand us so we feel something greater than ourselves. The birth of my grandchildren, I was able to be there. Wow, that was amazing to be in the room when they were born. That was something way greater than me. Or when I had the dream about my mom passing and I knew what time it was going to happen. That was way bigger than me. So let yourself connect. And there's daily experiences. You can walk outside and look at the sky, whether the day sky or the night sky or howling at the moon. Those are bigger than us, way bigger than one person. We feel our soul then. Another way is to be open to finding our purpose. My belief is we have more than one purpose. Sometimes our purpose can be to heal a relationship because there's a family pattern, an ancestral pattern of holding on to anger or a father issue. And your purpose might be to heal a relationship because it heals generations. So when we look at it from a perspective of an ancestral healing, absolutely, that is the connection to soul. That's feeling our soul. The more we become clear on our intention of why we are here, the more we become intimate with our soul. And we can feel it all the time. Every nuance, every nudge brings us into a greater sense of clear connection. So find your purpose. And you'll know And it might take some doing. We might have to go through the muck to get there. My purpose in this lifetime is as a teacher, to bring this wisdom that comes through me to others, whether it's in a one-on-one session or in a room with people or on a podcast. And it makes me feel alive and it makes me feel that connection to soul. Your purpose doesn't have to be my purpose, right? Yours is different. Maybe you're an artist and your paintings change not only you, but those around you, or your music, or like Jacob, who is my producer and editor. His purpose at this point, or maybe always, is to help those of us that are teachers get our message out there. We need him. So what's your purpose? Spend time connecting with it and feel it. It's important. Doesn't have to be to get us to the moon. Absolutely not. Because we're all players in this beautiful story. And there's so many more, so we'll probably have episodes down the road. But lastly, for these two episodes, learn to develop your intuition. We are born intuitive. You know, when babies look above people's heads, or where they stare at the ceiling and smile. Who knows what they're connecting with? Maybe they're connecting to their angels or their guides or their grandparents if they've passed, or their parents if they've passed. We don't know, but we have a strong intuition. And over time, if we don't nurture it, we disconnect from it, which is disconnecting from our soul. But it's always there. Our intuition is always there. We can get it back, and we're meant to. Learn to develop your intuition. There's many ways. There's many books. I have a class, Developing Your Intuition. I would love to have you take my class. And that 11% discount that I talked about last episode, I'm extending that 11% off for the Develop Your Intuition class. It's called Podcast 11% off, and you can use it for the intuitive class as well. Why? Because the more people that develop their intuition in healthy ways, the more light we are bringing to our world, and we all need more light. So I'm going to leave you with this. Remember these three words when you start to feel a little lost: earth, body, soul. Feel your feet on the earth. Put your hand on your chest and your heart and feel your body. And look around you or up to the sky or to a tree for the soul. It's all here, that beautiful trinity, earth, body, soul. Thank you so much for being part of Soul Speak. I am honored. I am grateful. Thank you for sharing, for liking, for following, and for giving me feedback. I am truly here to serve. Have a beautiful, beautiful week, and we'll connect next time. Hey, listeners, thank you so much for being part of the Soul Speak world. I really appreciate that. And if you're willing, and if you find this of value, would you please follow on any of the platforms you're listening to, whether that's Apple or Spotify or Google or any of the platforms. And of course, I love the ratings if you find this valuable. You can also follow me on YouTube and like and share. And all of that really makes a difference. Appreciate your participation. And of course, I really appreciate you being part of this world.